don't they look great? Our own Sonia Henny, Dorothy Hamill, and Hans Brinker.
Yeah, I just hope Dorothy and Sonia don't let Hans fall.
Oh, well, at least you don't have to worry about skin, knees on ice.
No, just frostbite.
But you've got Chip dressed so warmly he can barely move.
Thank you. I know how to deal with winter.
You do.
I do.
I suppose you told Chip, now don't go over to a mailbox in the winter and put your tongue on it to see if it'll freeze, because it will, and you'll be stuck there until Kate comes along and comes and tells your mother.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Somewhere in Greenwich, there's a mailbox just waiting for an unsuspecting kid.
Life is dangerous.
And how?
Chip, don't put your face near the railing!
Allie, I dreamed that the office was quarantined and I was locked on the outside.
That's nice.
What smells so good?
Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon? How come?
We're having Canadian bacon because Malcolm loves Canadian bacon, but now that Malcolm's not coming for the weekend, I'm stuck with Canadian bacon, and so are you.
Great, because I love Canadian bacon.
Would you do me a favor? The next time I'm in a lousy mood, would you be in a lousy mood, too? I suffer so by contrast.
Ellie, I know it's rough, what with Malcolm being your first real boyfriend and all, but the dean needed him.
Not as much as I did.
Morning.
Morning.
Mom, can I have my eggs over easy?
They're over and it was easy.
No, I mean...
Ixnay, your ammes in an ad bay, oudme.
Ammes not in an ad bay, oudme. Ammes in an ousie lay, oudme.
Why is Mom in an ousie lay, oudme?
Because Malcolm's not coming in for the weekend.
Is there anyone in the neighborhood who does not know my business?
Mr. Weller from upstairs. He just moved out yesterday.
Did he leave a forwarding address? Maybe we could drop him a note.
Canadian bacon. Oh, I love Canadian bacon.
So does Malcolm.
Oh.
Name three novels with symbolic supreme beings. Moby Dick. Sun Also Rises. Jaws.
Allie Lowell.
Donald Duck.
No, Willie Fenster of Fenster Singing Telegrams. I have a message from Malcolm Carter.
Oh, come in. Did Malcolm tell you to dress that way?
Oh, no. He left the costume up to me. I thought this one just best suited his lyric.
Go ahead.
Well, isn't there somebody else in the house, the building, the neighborhood you'd want to invite in to...
No.
Okay, have a seat. I take big steps. Birds do it, bees do it. When I come to New York, we'll do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. They say the dean and the chancellor do it, but they do it for spite. The whole bio department does it, and they do it all night. I've heard that bugs do it, pests do it, even teachers in the Midwest do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love.
Thank you. I'll get my purse. I think you found your calling.
This all? Oh, no. I'm an actor. Yeah, did you see Shadow of a Heart at the Sheridan Square Playhouse?
No.
Did you see A Chorus Line?
Yeah.
In Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, no.
Well, a local critic said I was luminescent.
I agree.
Yeah, if you ever need a singing telegram, here's my card. Yeah, the number and pencil's the right one. I moved out of my apartment. The rent was too high.
Listen, I gotta tell you, you were terrific. Oh. Thank you so much.
Willie! I've been looking all over the building!
No, wait! I don't want to discuss it!
Who's that?
It's my father. He follows me sometimes.
Willie, open this door!
I don't want to discuss it! Go away! Look, it's your house. You tell him to go away.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Willie, your mother's in the car. She's planning a heart attack if you don't come out.
No, don't worry. She won't have a heart attack. Doctor says there's nothing wrong with her. It's just a little aggravation.
And who gives her the aggravation?
I have to live my own life.
Excuse me, but I have neighbors.
Stop yelling and I'll come out. Will you stop?
Am I yelling?
Mr. Fenster.
Finster.
Fenster is my acting name.
Since when is walking around like a chicken acting?
I'm a duck.
Excuse me. Laurence Olivier is a duck, not a chicken. Nice apartment.
Thank you. Come on, Dad. Let's leave the lady alone.
I am not setting foot outside until I can tell your mother you're giving up acting. Do you mind?
Does it matter?
I'm Sam Finster. Finster's Better Belts. I have some samples in the car. What size are you?
25.
Something in lizard, maybe?
Really?
Dad, she doesn't want us here.
Well, what the hell? Sit down.
You have a son?
Yeah, he's 11.
Are you in for a treat?
Mrs. Lowell, I hope you let your son lead his own life and choose his own career.
Well, right now he wants to be a first baseman. I'm considering it.
Mm. What does your husband do?
He lives in another state.
I have a cousin, a widower. Shapiro Sensible Shoes.
I don't believe this.
Believe it. This is the way adults talk. Life is not dressing up like a duck. It's about responsibility, family, belts. Nice.
Kids, Mr. Finster, Mr. Finster, Jenny, Emma, Chip.
Hi.
Hello, Chip. Don't be an actor.
Okay.
If you'll excuse us, kids upstairs.
Where are they?
I'll explain upstairs.
Let them stay. My son is giving classes on how to kill parents.
I think they've had enough school already.
What's up?
Yeah, who are they?
Well, Mr. Finster is Mr. Fenster's father.
Got it. Finster's Fenster's father. Who's the duck?
Finster. He's an actor. Finster's in belts. Finster doesn't want Fenster in feathers.
What? Can you start over?
Okay. Mr. Finster is Mr. Fenster's father. Hi, I'm home. What's for dinner? Hello?
Hello.
If you're looking for Allie, she went upstairs.
You're?
Lily Fenster.
Sam Finster.
Kate McCardle. Are we having a costume party?
Believe me, this is no party.
It's humiliating.
Okay, you guys want to give me just a tiny little hint what's going on here?
Oh, you're home.
Am I?
Mr. Finster, Mr. Fenster, Kate McCardle.
We met. Well, sort of.
Could I see you upstairs for a minute?
I thought you'd never ask. Excuse me. Allie, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay, Mr. Finster's Mr. Fenster's father. Mr. Fenster, he's the duck, delivered a singing telegram from Malcolm. Mr. Finster barged in here to convince Mr. Fenster not to be an actor. Mrs. Fenster's out in the car having a heart attack, and I'm getting a lizard belt for free. Any more questions?
Do you think you could make that two lizard belts?
I have a perfectly good job waiting for him.
In a few years, he could take over the business. He'd have the world by the belt.
I don't like belts. I'm not into leather.
Please, talk to him.
Us?
Yes, you. Your mother's talked to him.
Oh, I really don't think that we
explain
should.
To him that if a man gives up his dreams, he's nothing.
Explain to him that life is long and winters are cold. If he's already started to molt, what has he got left?
I am not a duck. I am an actor.
Oh, you should have seen his last play, a beauty. The entire audience, all three of us, fell asleep.
Excuse me.
Certainly.
Excuse me, did my husband come in here?
More than likely.
Oh.
Can I come in?
Why not?
Hello, Sam. Hello, what's your name?
Oh, great. Now I have two of you to yell at me.
No, I won't say a word. I'll just sit here and take my pulse.
Hello, darlings.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm V. Finster. And you are?
Oh, I'm Kate McArdle. Oh. I live here.
Oh. Are they yours?
This one's mine, and these two belong to her.
Oh.
Allie Lowell?
V. Finster. They're lovely. I wish I had had children instead of actors.
You see what I'm up against?
What you're up against? A mother and father who care about you and your future?
Don't waste your breath, Sam. You have a lovely home.
Thank you.
We have a lovely home. I'll probably never see it again, but it's lovely.
Mom, the doctor said that you were perfect.
Excuse me, but I don't talk to birds. What size are you, dear? We have some samples in the car. Do you like ostrich?
Aren't they endangered?
Only if they're real. Sam, go outside, get the sample case, move the car, because we're parked right by a hydrant.
I never got a ticket in my life.
There's always a first time. You like ostrich?
Yeah, I like ostrich.
We also got cobra.
You see why I don't want to go into the business. I don't want to talk about belts for the rest of my life.
I heard nothing.
We don't just talk about belts.
Dad, you talk about belts.
We're not talking about belts now. We're talking about your future.
You like alligator?
Yeah, I like alligator.
You see belts again.
And again I heard nothing except the pounding of my heart, which is reaching the danger point.
William!
Sam!
B!
Sam, go out and bring in the samples and move the car. Is there a hospital within walking distance? If not, don't put a quarter in the meter.
There is a hospital right around the corner. May I get you something?
Yes, a son who doesn't want to be an actor.
What's so bad about being an actor?
Why, do you know one?
I was married to one.
Oh, you're a widow. He starved to death.
No, he's living in L.A.
Same thing.
But he's very happy.
You see?
Sam, forget the car. Call a cab. And don't overorder on the stenciled zebra.
Mom.
It was very nice meeting you. And I'm sorry I have to die in your lovely apartment.
Is it something I said?
I want Mickey to have my pearls.
B, will you stop it already?
Mom, good luck with your children. I hope you do a better job than I did.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
It means if I was a good mother, you'd be a good son. I apologize for all the mistakes I made. Don't bother to come to the funeral.
Mom, is she really going to die? I'm scared.
Oh, no, sweetheart. Don't be scared. It's just a little heart attack. Mothers have them all the time. You have any tea?
Yeah.
Could I bother you?
Oh, it's no bother.
I'll help.
What size do you wear, sweetheart?
Allie, may I ask you something?
What?
Other than greed, is there any reason why we don't invite the Finster-Fensters to take their fight to Madison Square Garden?
I like them.
So do I, but I don't think that it's very good for our kids to see parents treat their kids like that.
Well, what about the way their son is acting?
What do you mean he's sticking up for himself? I mean, he's old enough to choose his own career.
You call that a career?
That's what he wants.
What about what the parents want? They want to save their son from making a mistake that's going to ruin his life? Excuse me, would anybody else like tea, Mr. Finster?
Thank you.
Mr. Finster.
You can call me Willie.
That was my son's name.
Mom, I'm not dead. I'm an actor.
Same thing.
Did you hear what she just said?
Kate, butt out.
The kid needs our help.
What about the parents? They need our help.
It's two against one. I'm going to make it two against two.
Two against three.
Mrs. Finster.
Do you have something to say besides the location of the hospital?
No.
Me neither.
You don't understand me. You never wanted to be anything.
I never wanted to be anything.
I mean you wanted to be what you are.
A belt manufacturer.
That was your dream and you got it.
That was my dream, to be a belt manufacturer.
Wasn't it?
No, that was my salvation. My dream was something entirely different.
What was it?
I wanted to be a singer, like Tony Bennett.
But you were never serious about it.
I was never serious. B, tell them.
He was serious.
That's how we met. I sang with a combo at his mother's prom. Remember?
I remember.
I was singing Harbor Lights. And I looked out into the audience, and this pretty girl was looking up at me, smiling.
You?
My friend. She introduced us later.
Why'd you stop singing?
Because my father-in-law wouldn't let us get married unless I got a job.
That's so sad.
Right.
Not so sad. My father had a belt business.
Besides, if I stayed a singer, where would I be today?
Right.
So I gave it up, and I never regretted it.
Your ex-husband, the actor, does he make a living?
Sure.
I'm sorry I asked.
Mrs. Finster, what difference does it make? Do you really want Willie to give up his dreams and then spend the whole rest of his life wondering if he might have been able to make them come true?
What if he wakes up sometime and realizes he's nowhere and it's too late?
She's right.
He's right.
I don't think you really hear what you're saying.
All people should understand this.
Wait a minute. Let me say something. Sit down. You see, dreams are the food of youth.
Right.
I know that. But when age comes, you need something more substantial in your system. Otherwise, bitterness can take over your life.
Right.
It's best to fail and move on than to spend your life failing. Are we having tea?
Oh, the tea.
Tea.
You know something? When I introduce a new belt...
Belts again?
I talk about belts because belts are my songs. When I introduce a new belt, say something in alligator... I know hundreds of people are walking around in my belt. People are asking them, nice belt, is that alligator? You see, I have an effect. And if a man has an effect, whether it be on 100 people walking around in his belt or 1 million watching TV, it's the same thing. A man is his effect on others.
That is so profound.
Well... when you sing, you have to study the lyrics. It makes you a deep thinker.
You see? See what? He proved my point.
He did not.
Get the tea bags.
Mr. Finster, did you ever regret having given up?
Never. Singing enriches my life, but I don't let it destroy my life.
I, too, had a dream.
You?
Oh, yes, William, even me.
What was it?
Well, it may sound foolish, but I wanted to be a dietitian.
A dietitian?
A dietitian. Maybe in a hospital or a university. I'm a wonderful cook.
Wonderful.
We never have the same thing twice in 1 week. I have the knack for planning.
She can plan with the best of them.
Why didn't you do it?
Fate. When Sam took over my father's business, we couldn't afford office help. So I worked with Sam.
She can plan production as well as she plans her meals.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
And I suppose you never had any regrets either.
Oh, of course she hasn't.
Of course not. Hardly ever.
What do you mean, hardly ever?
No, never.
Never is not hardly ever. You said hardly ever.
Once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon is not never. Why didn't you mention it?
Oh, forgive me, Sam. Look, I'm a very sensitive person. I like to keep my disappointments to myself.
And I'm not sensitive.
No, you're practical.
Practical? Like a stone? Like a slab of cement?
Sam.
Everybody is sensitive except me. I want to tell you something. I have my regrets, too.
I knew it.
Shh. Many mornings I stand in front of my medicine cabinet. My electric razor becomes my microphone. The pill bottles, my audience, and the sound of the rushing water, my applause. I watch those harbor lights. And I hurt.
You see? But he said...
Never mind what he said. Mind what he's saying.
Look, the truth is both things. I'm glad I gave it up. And I regret having given it up. There, I said it.
I'm right. What do you mean you're right? I'm right.
You're so stubborn.
The man said he is happy the way he is.
And he'll never know what he could have been.
So what?
So what if he'd become a famous singer?
So what if he hadn't?
So what if Willie could become a famous actor?
So what if he doesn't?
Well, what if he becomes an unfamous actor, but he can make a living?
Do you know what the odds are against that?
About the same as being successful in the belt business.
People need belts.
They need movies. They need TV. They need commercials. They need plays.
Not plays.
Musicals.
All right.
Mr. Finster, if Willie can make a living as an actor, will you back off?
That's a big if.
Allie, if everybody was chicken, there'd be no entertainment.
Duck.
I know. But how many parents are willing to let their kids take that risk?
Well, somebody's got to take that risk. Willie, stick to your guns.
Willie, go into your father's business.
She's right.
You're so stubborn.
Well, you're so rigid.
Why don't you guys just compromise?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
I will if she will.
I will.
Okay, how about this? We let Willie be an actor, and if it doesn't work out, he quits and goes into some sort of normal business.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. How long has he got before he has to quit?
A year.
Be reasonable.
How long do you think?
5 years.
Where'd you say the hospital was?
3 years and not a minute longer.
If Mickey gets the pearls, Ruth gets the garnets.
3 years. What's 3 years?
2 years and you have two parents. 3 years and you and your father are going to be eating out a whole lot.
2 years.
2 years. 2 years.
2 years and no hounding me.
I hound?
For 2 years, you got to stand behind me and fake like you're proud of me.
Fake? Who's not proud of you?
Of course we're proud of you.
Of course we're proud of you.
What's the deal then? 2 years.
Then you come into the business.
Some business, not necessarily yours.
Ah, you see, we had a deal already. He's welching.
Mr. Finster, you've got 2 years before you have to argue about it. Why don't you save your strength?
Right.
I don't know what to say.
Ah, oh, gosh. You don't have to thank us.
I wasn't going to. Now I have 2 more years of this.
Thanks a lot, you guys. I know I can make it in 2 years.
Yeah, don't count your chickens.
He's a duck.
It was wonderful meeting you. Next time, come to our house.
What's for dinner? Believe it or not, chicken.
I really hope that Willie makes it in show business and sends us free tickets to his opening night.
If he doesn't, I hope he remembers our sizes.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you again. Our car was towed away. May I use your phone?
Please, help yourself.
Look, after we get the car, we'll pick up some deli and you can join us at Willie's apartment.
I don't have an apartment. I can't afford the rent. I'm staying at Aunt Mickey's and Uncle Howard's.
Mickey and Howard?
Why didn't you say something?
I didn't want to give you more ammunition to use against me. I can only afford $400 a month.
Hey, Mr. Weller's apartment upstairs is $400 a month.
No. I'm sure it's much more than that.
No, it isn't. And it's empty. You can go look at it right now.
Great.
Forget the call. We'll look now, we'll call later.
Thank you.
Thanks, neighbors.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, and things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.